Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're joined now by a friend and colleague of some duration, I might say. I've come to admire in the space of our interactions, I think the better part of a decade now. He is Kevin Freeman, one of the country's preeminent experts on matters involving economic warfare. He is, by training, an investment counselor, runs an organization that he established, Freeman Global Investment, but he is also the author of two very important best-selling books, Game Plan, How to Protect Yourself from the Coming Cyber Economic Attack, and the first, Secret Weapon, How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market and Why It Can Happen Again. He's also the founder and driving force behind a really extraordinary new initiative. It's called the National Security Investment Counselors Institute, and he is providing training on national security matters to people like him with a background in financial and economic analysis and services. And Kevin is a senior fellow of the Center for Security Policy, I'm very proud to say, and always a welcome guest here. Kevin, good to have you back.
Great. Thank you, Frank.
We've been talking elsewhere in the program about immigration, Kevin. What I think of most especially as it relates to the Islamic portion of that immigration is really the Hijra. Practice that goes back to the time of Muhammad, as you know, by which Muslims are told they must take their faith and their families and everything else to non-Muslim lands for the purposes of ultimately ensuring they submit to Islam. You've written about this phenomenon of immigration as an instrument of economic warfare. I guess that could be considered part of this Hijra as well, but talk a little bit about how this operates as you see it and its implications.
When you find a nation with open borders, willing to take just about anyone that enters, and you add on to it a nation that's willing to accept refugees under almost any circumstances if the nation feels that those people are threatened in some way, and you have an idea that you want to take over that nation for Islam, you rush as many people into it as you can. And I believe the refugee crisis is a genuine one, but it is one being manipulated by ISIS and Muslim Brotherhood and others who have the intention of turning America into a Sharia-following state. And it has economic implications.
It has economic, but it also has, of course, political and sociological as well, naturally.
And religious and life-threatening and, yes.
Yep, national security. But staying with the economic piece of it just for a moment, how does that operate as you see it? And again, is this now being manifested in places like Europe, which are subjected to this in very sizable numbers? And you know, do you anticipate a similar kind of effect here, should the Obama administration have its way and open the gates here as well?
Absolutely. We're seeing it in Europe. There's a strategy that was written by two professors, the Cloward-Piven strategy. If you want to change the culture, the economic system, the political system of the nation, you overwhelm it. And one of the ways to overwhelm it is you want to push everyone that you can possibly push onto welfare, or you just want to overwhelm the bureaucracy in such that it breaks down. Marxists will follow in nations. That's something George Soros has talked about. But if you do that with radical Islamists entering into a nation, they're going to move on to welfare and overwhelm the welfare system. And we have something known as welfare jihad, where you have people receiving checks, denouncing, using the money they take from the very government that they are denouncing. And we've seen videos of people admitting that's what they're doing, essentially calling for others to do it, both in Europe and the United States. And we're seeing this happen in Europe right now.
Let me ask you about another topic you've been focusing on, Kevin, and that is communist China. And you have long warned that these are very determined adversaries of this country and have their own highly developed strategies with respect to economic warfare. They are currently dumping U.S. T-bills, as I understand it. Is that, in your judgment, part of this economic warfare, or is something else at work?
It is absolutely part of the economic warfare. The Chinese Communist Party puts out a five-year economic plan, and the military puts out a five-year plan for global domination, I guess I should call it, but their five-year military strategy plan. And they've long said that one of the intentions is to displace the dollar as the reserve currency of the world. We hold a lot of dollars, but we're looking forward to the day that we don't have to. And the greatest weapon we have, this was in an official Communist Party journal in 2011, the greatest, Cheshire Magazine is the title, the greatest weapon we have is the ability to stop buying American debt, and then when we need to, dumping that American debt. And it will look like it's economic in nature, and no one will blame us, but it will set America up to fall. And that's precisely, they've dumped $250 billion worth of our bonds in the past just few months. It's the largest drawdown of debt, holdings of American debt in history.
And what have the repercussions been of that dumping economically? The dollar still seems pretty strong, and the Chinese have devalued their currency. Is that an anomaly, or is that something that is tied to what they're doing?
In the short term, the repercussions have been very limited, mostly because of the nature of the global economy. The American economy is stronger than most and so forth. But what we've done is we've just now effectively removed one of the props underneath the system. Another one that's been removed is the Saudis have had to start selling American debt because oil prices are low and they've got all these social costs that they have to cover. And so where do they get the money? They'll sell American debt. Eventually, if the Chinese, the Saudis, and the rest of the world stops buying American debt, that's when it'll show up as a problem. And when that happens, it's like getting your credit cards cut up and you don't have enough income to pay your bills.
Is somebody else buying that debt at the moment? It seems as though that's an awful lot to be sloshing around, and if it were sloshing around, that it would be necessarily increasing interest rates and reducing the value of those bonds and so on, isn't it?
Yeah, the irony of it is the debt has been purchased in two places. One is the Federal Reserve, which has swelled its balance sheet by trillions of dollars, much larger than it's ever been in history. And the Fed says, you know, we're temporarily holding this. We will at some point stop holding this and reduce our balance sheet, but they're not able to. And that's part of the reason interest rates haven't been able to rise, because the Fed's not able to shrink their balance sheet. And then the American people, banks, have bought that, which is an internal purchase of our debt, which is nice. Except the reason people are doing that is they can't find any better place to invest their money or anything better to do with their money, and they're panicked. And so when the stock market came down, as it did in August and September, people said, well, I need something safe, so they parked it temporarily in cash.
Let me turn very quickly, and we only have about a minute left, to a thesis that you put forward in Game Plan, How to Protect Yourself from the Coming Cyber Economic Attack, is that we may be subjected, if we haven't prepared ourselves for it, to a devastating EMP, electromagnetic pulse attack, or perhaps some other, on our electric grid. There are reports that the Islamic State is trying to do just that, perhaps initially at least through cyber means. How concerned should we be about that, Kevin Freeman?
Extremely concerned. CNN noted that ISIS is attempting to take down our electric grid, and so far they've been inept. But they are one quality hacker away from achieving their objective via cyber means. And the fact is that hackers can be bought, and there are a lot of them out there in the world. And so they just haven't found the right combination to the lock yet, but they're trying, and they're trying diligently. If the electric grid goes down and is down for a prolonged period, it is the end of America as we know it.
Kevin Freeman, a chilling thought on which to end this conversation, but thank you for the great work you do with us and Freeman Global Investment Council, the National Security Investment Council Institute, and so much more. Keep it up. Come back to us soon. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow, same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.